The other important fact you should remember is the delay or time lag. A stock takes time to change because flows take time to occur. That's a vital point, a key to understanding about why systems behave as they do. Stocks change slowly. They act as delays, lags, buffers, ballasts, and sources of momentum in a system. Stocks respond to change, even sudden change, only by gradual filling or emptying. People often underestimate the inherent momentum of a stock. It takes a long time for populations to grow or stop growing, for wood to accumulate in a forest, for a dam to fill up, for a mine to be depleted. An economy cannot build up a large stock of functioning factories and highways and electric plants overnight, even if a lot of money is available. Once an economy has a lot of oil-burning furnaces and automobile engines, it cannot change quickly to furnaces and engines that burn a different fuel, even if the price of oil suddenly changes. It's taken decades to accumulate the stratospheric pollutants that destroy the Earth's ozone layer. It'll take decades for those pollutants to be removed. The time lags that come from slowly changing stocks can cause problems in systems. They can also be sources of stability. Soil that has accumulated over centuries rarely erodes all at once. A population that has learned many skills doesn't forget them immediately. You can pump groundwater faster than the rate it recharges for a long time before the water table is depleted. The time lags imposed by stocks allow room to maneuver, to experiment, and to revise policies that aren't working.